I don't know right from wrong. I don't know right from wrong. Well, she leaving, yeah, she leaving, yeah, she leaving today. Leaving me for what she called a brighter day. Well, I pretend I don't mind, I say I like it that way. Another piece of my soul I had to tear away. But I still say, babe, I don't know right from wrong. I don't know right from wrong. I don't know right from wrong.
We used to leave the blue lights on, and there was a beat. Ever since you have been gone, it's all caffeine-free. Faux punk fatigue, said it all before. They try to kick at their feet, fall asleep, get no harm done. No, none of them want to fight me.
Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour, guys. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you are currently listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We're currently off of finals season. What's been done is done, and I'm not looking at SIS till the next semester. Let's go. We have guests in the station. We have guests you never hear, but they're here now. Why don't you state your DJ name and your favorite ice cream flavor? What do you want to start?
I'll go first. Hi. I'm DJ Ginger Artemis, and I guess my favorite ice cream flavor is black raspberry.
Ooh, that's very good.
That's Thank good. You.
This is DJ Speed Racer, and my favorite ice cream flavor is cookies and cream.
Classic. And I'm DJ Funky Sauce, and my favorite ice cream flavor is definitely chocolate chip cookie dough, a classic.
Hi, guys. I am DJ Dang.
Dang! And my favorite ice cream flavor is caramel.
Ooh, oh, that's so wholesome. We started in with the metric of the week. We had, this was DJ Speed Racer's pick with Combat Baby from their first album, first full-length album, I should say, Old World Underground, Where Are You Now?
Did you know that Emily Haynes wrote the song for Zoe? I mean, for DJ Ginger Artemis.
Oh, that's so wholesome.
Wow,
I feel to Wikipedia now. Called out in a good way.
That's a good call out.
Name's been exposed.
I've had my name exposed here so many times. If there were anyone following me, they'd be like, oh yeah, Tolstoy is equal to Rose confirmed.
It's like the lowest form of doxing ever. Like the lowest of the low.
It is a low form of doxing because people just forget. Like you don't like have pseudonyms and think, oh yes, this is now, you know, just seconds ago I was Rose and now I'm Tolstoy, which is just my middle name. So look, it's now not even a good pseudonym.
I feel like you, go ahead.
Sorry, I feel like you need to like put on like a lanyard or something, like do something different when you enter the
I can confirm that my middle name is not Funky Sauce. So
this whole time I never knew.
Wait, what?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys. I never told you. But yeah, that is not my middle name.
I don't believe you.
That's not.
Well,
true.
You can check my birth certificate.
Where is it?
Yeah, where is it?
I think my mom has it.
Okay, call her.
I know where mine is. I think I have it. I had to like get it from my dad for like getting my license because they need all those like documents, and then I just like never gave it back to him. And he's like, "Hey Rose, you should probably give it back to me because I put it in like a safe place." And I'm like, "You're saying my place isn't safe?" And he's like, "Absolutely not." And I'm like, "No one knows where it is. I do." Well,
it's the kind of document you can't get, like you can get copies of it, but
yeah,
the first official one, there's only the one.
That's true.
You can't get another.
Yeah.
I think unless you change your name. I don't know.
No, I think if you change your name, it's still like a copy. Like it's not like, and it's just a new, I think it's like a, I don't think it changes your birth certificate. I think it just changes your like,
legal
name. I think it would be IDs, right?
Yeah. Right, because the certificate itself says more than just your name. It says like your height and weight and all that.
Your eyes,
cool stuff.
The Everything. Doctor who delivered you.
Wow,
into this world.
It's just so important when you're like 50 years old. Who delivered you? You know.
Yeah,
so important.
They could have dropped you. You know who to sue.
Deliverance.
Wouldn't your parents have sued earlier when they like noticed that you withdrawn?
What if something came up?
I don't think you'd sue someone after 50 years. I think you have a thing.
I think you should be able to.
That's definitely statute of limitations right there.
Yeah, you can't just like sue like you can't just like sue people like 30 years in the future and be like, "Hey, yo, so shout out to like that time you like
it could probably
drop me on my head."
It could probably be used in like a court case against them, like, "Oh, like we have documentation of this," but
I guess it's like a good thing
after a certain amount of time.
You know, I see where you're going with this, and I'm kind of here for it, but I'm kind of terrified.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, only so much time can pass before it really becomes irrelevant, and the person may have changed so much.
That's
true. Then again, some things don't change, like the effects when you drop a baby.
Yeah, but then again, like, you're going to find that earlier. Like, you can't just...
Neuroplasticity.
Oh no.
Actually, I swear to God.
I just, yeah, I don't know if I'm here for
is
all.
Is that all?
This girl I tutor at my work was... She was writing this psych paper, and she brought up neuroplasticity, like, so many times. But then, like, it wasn't even in her final paper. I was like, okay.
So what was it about then?
It was like a psych research paper. It came out really,
gosh, we're getting
out really good.
Okay, we need to put on, hooray. I need to put on a filler song. Oh, gosh. I'm going to put on Lady Gaga. Yes. We're going to do it. I don't know.
Oh, can you?
I just want to look it up. Hey, this one. That's
the
one's good.
The Boots Downtown one.
Okay, right here. All right, we're going to put one on, and then so I can answer this phone in peace. Have fun, everyone.
Poker face,
Okay, we're getting back on. We're getting back on. Okay.
Hello, hello.
I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. We're also queuing up some stuff. Oh, this one needs to go down for a second. Here we go. But, okay, so we started in with Poker Face by Lady Gaga because I panicked. Soft Pull, what's your favorite Lady Gaga album? Because I think mine is still The Fame.
Yeah. It's Joanne.
Really?
Joanne, I really like it.
Good for you.
Plus, I got to see it live, so like it has that special connection.
I like
that. That'd help.
Debut hey, album girl. Because I have a distinct memory of my sister going into like the Newbery Comics and buying a, like the actual physical CD and we listened to it together.
Oh, that's so good.
That's really sweet.
We had it in our car too. Fun fact, I saw her perform. This was like at 3 a.m. and I was up with my parents and we were watching Miss Universe.
Oh, gosh.
Circa like 2007 or 2008. But it was in Vietnam, actually. Like, and the Lady Gaga was performing A.A. Nothing Else I Can Say.
I love that
one.
Oh,
I love that song.
It's a great song.
People one knows it.
Yeah, people kind of crap on it.
Don't
but
know it.
It's so fun. It's like very light and airy for compared to her other stuff around that time.
Yeah, exactly. I think it was a good... I think she held... Like, listening to pop albums, like, lower key songs is a really interesting experience. Mm. Because, like, you know, it's a real, like grab bag. You could go for the acoustic. You could just go for the more down-tempo stuff. You could just go hard the whole time, i.e., like, Charlie XCX until her newest album. Like, as you might... Like, Sucker is basically, like, bangers front to back. Like, there's correct. No low-key part of it.
I'd say Paparazzi is definitely, like, my favorite Lady Gaga song, and I feel like it's yeah. not a favorite of other people.
It's good. It's, I mean...
I don't know. I feel like I feel like every time I say it, like there's people that are like, oh, like that one's not that good. But no, you guys like it, so you're all good.
Honestly, don't have enough major opinions.
The only Lady Gaga song that I really did not like was GUI. I just didn't like it.
I don't think I listened to it.
Is that from?
It's from Art Pop.
Oh, see, I don't know very much from that one.
Because it was not that good.
Yeah, I forget that exists.
That's the one that Applause came out of, and
I liked Applause.
That was like the only good one.
Applause is good. Edge of Glory is good.
Edge of Glory is good.
Edge of Glory is my favorite. I did a dance performance to that one.
Is Edge of Glory when?
I used to do ballet, and then I did modern for dance for a year.
How old are you? Because I associate that song with like high
elementary school.
Oh, okay.
Elementary school.
Wait,
I thought it came out way later.
Wait, that's what I thought too.
Maybe it was like towards like
middle school.
Yeah.
Because I remember, like, when it had to be eighth or ninth grade because I remember watching her on Oprah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I quit dance before high school, so it had to be then. Yeah.
Maybe eighth grade then.
I stopped in fifth grade.
I never stopped.
Well, I stopped senior year.
Dance class.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Yeah. Joined the track team.
I was like, I'm going to do that instead.
Yeah.
My shoes are going to kill me.
I mean, I think I put in the shout out to Miss Rachel because she kept me on the straight and narrow because I surely wasn't.
Hey.
But yeah, I thought modern was the best subject.
It's my favorite dance.
It's so beautiful.
Oh my God, I know. Now I'm thinking about dance and I'm getting emotional. I went to a dance performance in Burlington, Vermont that the school did. And I was like, oh my goodness. Why am I not doing this?
Yeah. We don't really have any traditional, like, unless you do, like, the dance minor. Mm-hmm. As far as I understand, we don't really have that many, like, club ones that aren't... A lot of them are, like, cultural, like the Middle Eastern dancing one or Bhangra or something like that. And then we have the Tufts Dance Collective, which has been transparently referred to as basically you get really, really, really drunk and go on stage. Oh. They've been in and out of derecognition. And people often who, this is often rumor. This is this is what people tell me. I've never been to a performance. Just full disclosure out of the way. I'm not saying this is what they do. This is what people tell me. But they get really, and then so they actually get in and out of being, I've also been told they get out of in and out of being like derecognized and stuff because it's like the culture, but it's not music, it's just a big meme. They got in trouble because like people were arguing about whether or not like they should be allowed to do their dance routine based off the USSR.
Oh, oh God,
a lot to unpack here.
Still around then.
Every
I think they're this. They'll never really die. I think Tufts will die, and then Tufts Dance Collective will still stay around.
So basically, a cockroach when the apocalypse is like completely like done. The cockroach of Tufts
University. Yeah, they'll never really die, but they'll never really live either.
Oh, I mean, aren't they really thriving? All right, I'm with that.
Yeah. We also had a request. We had Santana, Breaking Down the Door, featuring Buica from the album Africa Speaks. Solid song.
I really enjoyed it.
It was fun.
Yeah, shout out to our mysterious caller. I think we once got and another show, one that isn't maybe at the time slot anymore, was probably Birds with DJ Pending. I think we got the same song requested on that show as well. Play it. It's a solid bop. I don't mind it.
It definitely feels like, while I don't like recognize it exactly, it feels very familiar.
Yeah,
and it's nice.
I do love that. Anyway, we'll put on some music, and then after that, we'll do some PSAing, and then we will be moving on with our lives. I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
Up in the morning, yawning, and you on my mind. Would you mind moving closer? Let me look into your eyes. It's a sight with the ages, got me anxious. So punch drunk right now. Lost a lovely, spun right round. I can't wait till the sun goes down.
At night, I think of you. I want to be your lady, baby. If your game is on, give me a call, boo. If your love is strong, gonna give my all to you.
I can hold your hand, walk you to the promised land. Would you take the trip or would you switch and flip the script? No, this road ain't road in cobblestone. That big old house won't make a home. All the money in the world and you'll still die alone. I can't right my wrongs, so I just write my songs. Won't you dance with me to help escape my misery? My two left feet are pacing. Where you left me, I'm waiting. Send me your directions for my final destination.
These feelings I have for you, and go deeper if you can come. Come back with your game, boy. No, 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 you can't be late, boy. At night, I think of you. I want to be your lady, maybe. If your game is on, give me a call, boo. If your love is strong, I'm gonna give my all to you. My boo again.
nugget. Fa-fa. Fudu fa-fa fa-fa. Fudu fa-fa. Aya. Fudu fa-fa. Fudu fa-fa fa-fa. Fudu fa-fa. Aya. Et maintenant le voyage à la supermarché. Pomme-la-mousse. Ananas. Jus d'orange. Bœuf. Soupe de jour. Petit perroquet de chien.
Ça va?
Ça va, ça va?
Ça va.
Voilà la conversation dans le parc.
Où est le livre?
À la bibliothèque.
Et la musique danse?
À la discothèque.
Et les discothèques?
C'est bébé. Un, deux, trois, quatre. Foudou fa-fa.
Foudou fa-fa.
Foudou fa-fa. Aïe. Comprends pas.
Parlez-vous le français? Parlez-vous le français?
Non.
Here we go. I hope you guys enjoy the last core of songs. Why don't... Okay, the first one was DJ Dang's pick. Why don't you introduce it? I'll fill in the blanks if needed.
Yeah, so it is My Boo. It's like a remix of the original song from like the 90s, but actually how I found out about it was because at my college, I'm in a dance group, not like the... collective that we talked about. We don't get up on stage and do crazy stuff like that, but what's really awesome is that it's a non-audition based group, so I literally joined it freshman year with like zero dance experience, and the person that choreographed it choreographed the first dance I was in, and then when she decided to choreograph sophomore year, I decided to join her group, and it was like the hardest dance ever at that time, and I was like, damn, I have to work really hard to like do this right. So that song holds a lot of like special meaning because like I like really accomplished something there. Also, I put it on it's on DJ Tolstoy's mixtape for their Christmas present.
Mm-hmm. This is a very wonderful song. To fill in the blanks, this is was My Boo featuring Flint Staples. There's a C with an accent and I'm scared. Cusco?
So many people.
Cusco. Negaire? I'm terrible. I'm really trying. And Vera Blue, that one. Thank gosh.
I got that one.
By Flume. Yes, this is actually a very wonderful song. It's a. Who was the original artist for this?
Isn't it like Ghost Town something?
Yeah.
Ghost Town DJs. Yeah, Ghost Town Hit something. Ghost Town Adventures.
No, that's
gotta
be
Ghost Town DJs.
Was that the poorly dubbed anime? The Ghost Town Adventures?
No, that's Ghost Stories. It's Ghost Town DJs.
I just watched that the other day, and no joke. Like,
it's
we
so
sat
funny.
Down and watched it, and it was such a journey. It was so bad.
It's bad on purpose, I think.
Yeah, it didn't age great. Like, I will admit that. I mean, part of it too was like they gave the. Allegedly the story goes is that the Japanese producers like sent and was like, this is terrible, this is a terrible show, do whatever you want with the dub script, and they were like, Okay.
All right.
And then they made that, and it's kind of, it's more rude and crude. I guess it got like a medium amount of fame in Japan for like its original dub. We like made Midnight, you know.
Like because of the dub or outside of that?
Outside of it. Oh. So, yeah, that happened.
Good for them. Modern success. That's all we can ever achieve.
Don't we all?
Now, Ginger Artemis, you have a song.
I think I heard this when I was in my parents' car when I was a kid, and they were cracking up so hard, and I didn't speak any French, so I just thought, oh, this is a cool song. And they were trying to narrate how the words, like, every phrase was just a completely random phrase, like, oh, where's my passport? Where's the library? Where's the pool? And, like, a vegetable. And then I was thinking, oh, that's funny, and it was stuck in my head today. So
yes,
the whole reason I played it, I just like it, and it's fun. And that's the whole reason. It's just a good song.
Yeah. It's Funafafa by Flight of the Conchords from their title album. This is from 2008, by the way. So fun fact on that.
It must have just come out then.
Yeah. It was... also, there's a TV series coupled with this artist. Yes. I think all of the title album is like season one. It's this New Zealand comedy duo. And they're a lot... The whole album, you turned me on to it, actually. And the whole album
it was me.
Is truly, it's very fun.
It's a TV show as well.
Yes, there's a TV show. I haven't watched any of the TV show.
It's so funny.
Yeah, my sister watched it, and she really liked it. The songs as well. She showed me a bunch of them, and you showed me some, too.
Yes. Yes.
I love the robots one.
So shout out to my parents if they're listening.
Shout out.
Inspired a lot of my friend group to listen to this song.
Yeah.
The album.
Funafafa is so good. Robots is amazing. Mm.
The hippopotamus one.
Oh, that was so good.
The rap is great in that one.
Oh, Inner City Pressure.
Speaks.
That just sounds
so
fun.
Good. In a city
pressure.
Or Boom.
I have that one
was great.
That one was like a hefty inside joke for me and you for a while. So yeah,
I didn't know what any of it meant. I thought, oh, you know, it's scandalous. It's so weird. It's so stupid and great.
It's funny because it's almost supposed to be a little bit childish, but then when you're a kid, it's scandalous. It's very funny that way.
Bowie's in Space, really good.
Mm.
I was at Cheapo Records the other day, which is where I live when no one's allowed to keep me anywhere. And there was a Newbery Comics release on resale, and Newbery Comics does a lot of recolors of vinyl. That's like their kind of selling point. There was a limited edition Fight of the Conchords title album vinyl release in baby poo brown. In quotes, it was baby poo brown.
It was like a light brown.
Yeah. I didn't... That was one of the first times I thought, oh gosh, can't I just get it in black? Mm. Like, that was like... Normally, I'm like all for the color vinyl. I'm like, I don't know about this one, man. Anyway, do we have a PSA? Have a PSA anywhere? All right. Oh, this one.
You got this, DJ.
Do you want to read it or you want me to read it?
Do you
want to
read parts of it with me?
Okay. Oh my gosh.
We can switch off.
How should we go about doing that?
Why don't you start?
Oh gosh. Okay, I feel like I have to... Okay, so I work at my admissions office at my college, and I feel like I have to channel my admissions.
Use your customer service voice.
I'm so ready.
You're doing amazing.
Yeah.
Do you want me to read that part too?
No, just read that title. Don't read the cap. Don't read that part.
I was like, I don't think that'll make sense.
Okay, go.
All right. Dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating some dried fruits.
Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you.
Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack.
A public service message from all of the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
That was a PSA.
That's so cute.
I like the fruit picture.
Why is this a PSA?
Like, I get it.
It promotes healthy eating.
Why do you feel about it, Rose?
Why specifically dried fruit?
Yeah, because are just normal fruits also good for
you? I feel like people know that dried fruit's out there.
Well, no, it's the idea of, like,
so much.
Like, don't eat all that processed stuff.
Yeah.
So why don't you eat a piece of fruit?
There is a song that DJ Speed Racer put on a burnt CD that she gave to me about eating fruit, because I have one of... I think my snack habits are actually actively terrible. I got called out on another show because one of my lunches and during my class was a... bag of habanero Cheetos and a bottle of Mountain Dew. And I think it's like the height of like toxic waste for your body.
You're very like anti-fruit flavor wise.
I don't
or
so
texture wise rather.
Texture wise, I and also artificial fruit flavor doesn't taste like real fruit.
It doesn't.
It does not, no.
It's it's like the Taco Bell of, like, natural flavors, you know?
Like, I feel like the fruit that doesn't taste like itself the most is grape and watermelon.
And, like, just any of them. Cherry as well.
Yeah.
Any of them, you know?
Cherries do not taste like artificial cherry flavoring at all.
I had some dried kiwi once, and it was really good. So I kind of vibe with the dried fruit PSA. Like, dried fruit is pretty good. But a lot of them are dried with a ton of sugar.
Exactly. That's what
it's
I'm like,
oh, true.
It's hard to find, or rather hard to find inexpensively, the ones without.
Dried kiwis are really good, though.
Mm-hmm. Dried mangoes.
Dried mangoes.
From Costco. It's
also
very good,
banana chips. Banana chips.
Oh, yeah, Rose, you hate bananas. Bananas are like the height of the worst that fruit
I
has
don't
to offer.
I like bananas either.
Bananas are the worst fruit.
Yes, no. Thank you.
Relax.
Oh, we're about to be 3-on-1, 3-on-2 here.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
It's like
so
super fight all over again.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. My mom was telling me this story of how, like, as a baby, I would eat, like, almost everything, but the one thing I would never eat and like refuse to eat was bananas.
You already had good taste from the start.
Yeah.
Like, look at that.
I was born with it.
Maybe she's born with it.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I was right all along.
Yeah.
Not really a commercial for Maybelline, by the way. Let's just be clear.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's fine. What? What?
We really went on a that dried fruit PSA, which sure was inspiring.
It really starts a conversation. This is one of the biggest conversation starters. The last time I did this, it was on another show, and it was we actually started trying to create representation for processed foods.
Interesting.
Like potato chips, candy bars. We really got into a candy bar jag, I think.
Some canned, like canned cheese. Like the little like spray cheese.
No, I adore canned cheese.
I've never had canned cheese because it's always disgusted me.
I think I've
the
had
it
maybe
I
once.
I agree with you.
Thank you.
I just think it bothers me.
I'm afraid of it. Like,
y'all.
If you just want cheese, why don't you just get queso? Like,
no, it's not the same.
You're right.
No. Like, why would I want to spray it out? Like,
cheddar on, straight cheddar on Ritz is the most beautiful con.
Is it similar to those snacks that you used to bring to elementary school with like
with
the
little
sticks
with the
and
the breadsticks?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty similar, okay. Only better.
I don't agree with that.
You know what bugs me about spray cheese is just like the texture that it has when it comes out of the can.
Yes, I agree.
Because it's still in like a little tube shape, and I just don't.
I adore it.
I don't like.
Well, also then what you do is that you like you angle it so then it creates little florets on the cheese, like you know.
You think it's making it fancier?
Not fancy.
You know, it would be disgusting.
There's a certain upper bound of fancy.
But you love this, Rose.
I adore
custard
it.
Custard is the same thing, but better.
Wait, what? Now what do I hate?
Custard.
No, I hate custard.
I know, but
why?
How do you hate custard and love that?
No,
it's like
gross.
The same concept.
You know what would be
how
gross?
How is it to eat something onto bread? It's
no.
Like the same thing.
Guys, imagine.
Yes. What's the difference?
Imagine if they put a star-shaped piping tip on the spray cheese.
Oh, yes!
That would be even grosser.
Yes, Thank you. That would be grosser, not better.
God, I can't even imagine decorating
people would start, like, frosting cakes with it.
Oh,
that's
God.
Disgusting.
You know what?
Is that something to request to our baker friend?
No! You could actually just attach one yourself, most likely.
I think that's a power that's too much for us to wield.
I don't think
even, like, our friend could do
cheese
that.
Cheese is already so powerful.
Sarah,
like, you gotta respect it.
This is true.
Cheese isn't power.
There's one guy at my college who doesn't like cheese, mm-hmm. and it's like, I've never met anyone in my entire life who doesn't like cheese.
Is he lactose intolerant? Oh, I know someone like that, too.
He's not lactose intolerant.
What the heck?
Yeah, I have a friend who hates cheese. The only time he'll have it is in part, like, eggplant parmesan. That's or good. Chicken parmesan.
But why would like he eat that. The eggplant, but not the cheese?
I love eggplant.
Well, he'll eat it all, but that's the only time in... Oh, and also pizza. Those are the only contexts in which cheese is acceptable.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that.
I mean, it's...
I guess.
It's confusing.
I think it's just, different to exclude some cheeses, but just to exclude all cheese, I think...
Oh, my goodness.
It almost makes more sense.
Morally and ethically wrong.
Why?
Wrong.
Because cheese is beautiful.
Cheese. I do love cheese. I am here for cheese.
We can all agree we love cheese.
Yeah, I think...
At least in this current
If you don't love cheese, call us and tell us why.
Please, actually.
Yeah, if you're lactose intolerant, like, we get it, but yeah, if you're not... Like,
don't call if you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, like, we get it. That's what you get a pass. That's fair. And often, like, so many, like, lactose intolerance people I know, like, totally play fast and loose with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, almost everyone, they're like, well, it's cheese night at, like, Carm, so I guess we'll just, you know, take some lactose pills when I get home. And I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah, they're very, they know what they're missing, and they're not afraid to dig in.
Yeah, you know what, I that's valid. I'm here for it.
I really just want to try Nutella one of these days, because I've just heard so many good things.
It's so good. I'm
about
sorry.
Nutella, so and I've never tried it.
Like, you know, low-key, depending on what reaction you get, like, it's a little... Okay, hot take. This is going to be such a hot take.
I'm so ready.
Not to say that it's bad, but Nutella's a little overrated.
I agree. I agree. I was just about to say that, like, it's good, but it really isn't exactly what they say it is. Like,
I really want to try it in a croissant, because, like, I'm obsessed with
that texture.
That's
good.
A filled one. A filled one.
For some context, DJ Speed Racer's allergic to nuts.
Yeah.
For just context on, like, why we're like, maybe let's not.
You're not, like, heavily allergic,
though. No, I'm not. That's the thing. Or else I wouldn't be considering this.
That's true.
I literally could do this. I would be fine.
Like, you don't need an EpiPen, you know? Like, you're vibing. Like,
do you just need some Benadryl and you're good?
I honestly just need to, like, rinse out my mouth. I'll be fine.
Mm. Oh, then let's do it.
Yeah, no. I want to. Okay, let's go, guys.
Oh, my God.
After the show.
No.
God, it makes
we'll
me
see
think,
about this.
It makes me think of the time when we were in Switzerland and we bought a chocolate.
We bought that chocolate. Like, that's out
what,
in the street.
That's what, I just spit it out and I drank
we
some water.
We were like, oh, my God.
Fine.
Like, it's not something we need to spit it out. We were, like,
I mean, the way that you were spitting it out, I think, made us panic a little bit more than the actual.
How else am I supposed to spit it out?
It was very dramatic.
How many ways are there to
It was very dramatic. You were, like, almost falling off the curb, like, into the street gutter.
What?
Like,
it wasn't. You were. I was literally just trying to find a place that I could spit it out
which
into.
Which made it very dramatic, because you were, like, frantically searching.
I wasn't frantic.
I was the frantic one, because I didn't know how the extent of the allergy was until
That's true.
I was like, what the heck?
Nutella's also, I feel like it's overpriced.
It's because it's imported.
But is it really, though?
It is, isn't it?
I mean, it's Italian.
It is Italian. We learned about it.
Yes. But, like, how imported could it be if it's, like, very...
Oil.
Very
yeah, that's also
that. Made in America. Like, isn't it?
No, I think they send it over. Yeah, I mean,
the point
weird.
Of it being important.
Yeah, no, I think, like, especially, I think name brand Nutella, I think, is from Italy. Of course, if you see Stop and Shop hazelnut spread, look.
That's worse, though.
It's pretty good. I've had it.
It has a different quality to the texture.
I wouldn't know.
It's, like, stickier, I feel. I don't know.
There's a Hershey's brand down, too.
Yeah, there is.
I'd try that. That sounds good.
There's a Reese's peanut butter I've been curious to try, because I already love the peanut butter.
I've been curious to try that, too.
No!
Oh, no!
You're allergic to too many things.
So, I'm very sorry, DJ Speed Racer, but you guys know what one of my favorite things ever that Reese's has made is?
What?
Oh, no.
The Reese's cups with the Reese's pieces on the inside.
That was real. That was really good. I was slightly disappointed.
Really?
I had too high of expectations.
I absolutely love Reese's pieces. So, like, I was ecstatic upon eating these.
Yeah.
Also, yes, I know I say Reese's pieces, and that's weird because it's not.
I say Reese's pieces too.
You do?
Yeah!
Another one!
Yay!
Yes!
I do also say, but my roommate, Jen, so if you're listening, Jen, I know.
There are too many Jens.
I know, right?
To all of you out there that say Reese's
Pieces. don't come at me. Like, honestly, it's Reese's Pieces.
It doesn't roll off the tongue right.
It doesn't. Reese's Pieces is where it's at.
It's just like one of those cultural norms that just transcends the actual rule. And like Uno, when you can, you know, kind of take as many cards as you can until you get the card you need.
And I didn't even realize that it was actually written as pieces. Like, I just read it as pieces. Like, my brain just read it differently.
I used to say it that way, but like, ever since I realized that it actually is Reese's Pieces, like, I've started saying it that way.
No, why did you just turn your back on us?
Because it, like, being aware of the fact that it's grammatically incorrect makes me not want to say it.
Well, it's not grammatically incorrect. It's phonetically incorrect. Anyway, that was terrible.
Because they never spelt it as PCs. It's spelled
PCs. PCs is not a word.
Why?
It is.
It is now.
I'm sorry. My friend and I actually did a soft pull to the microphone.
Oh, no.
Do not stick. But my friend Caitlin and I actually did a soft poll like in the library, like at the entrance of my college, and she was just asking like random people, how do you pronounce this candy? And I think I forget what the numbers were, but Reese's Pieces just won.
Despicable.
By one.
Mm-hmm. By one. That means it's, you know, if I was there that day,
then it would have been tied.
Yeah, I guess it would have been tied. We needed to be there. Yeah. We need to, like, evangelize, like, Reese's Pieces as a concept.
We need evangelical Christian college.
We need to skew the data, you know? Oh, we need to create some outliers.
I don't know if it's creating outliers if it is, like, we're trying to create an average.
Was there anyone that was, like, in between that pronounced it as Reese's Pieces?
Oh, gosh.
That was hard to say.
No, isn't that it?
I think I've done that before.
No, isn't it
Reese's Pieces?
Yeah. No, but they said Reese's Pieces, like combining
the two.
Like Reese's and the PCs.
But that's really hard to
Reese's
say.
It's hard to make yourself. There's like three options, you know, there's Reese's Pieces, Reese's Pieces.
No, there's
and Reese's.
I'm
Pieces. Too far. Is this like a political compass of like Reese's to Pieces?
Did you say feces?
And don't forget the people that say Reese's.
Reese's.
No. They say Reese's Pieces.
Nobody says that.
And there's that one person.
One. They're out there, you know.
I mean, DJ. I can never remember your DJ name.
Funky Sauce.
Funky Sauce.
I thought it was Funky Socks for so long.
Oh, see, that would be good too, because I do wear Funky Socks.
You do.
But it is sauce.
No, that could be your alter ego.
Oh, yeah.
Like what's your alter ego like?
My dark version.
Like Evil Gimli.
Evil Gimli won against normal Gimli.
I feel like they, I feel like my alter ego would like wear a lot of plaid.
Yes, I do see that.
Oh, so is it just me?
Am I just your evil alter ego?
I don't know. Do you have funky socks?
Actually, what am I wearing? Let's check. I'm wearing bee socks right now, actually.
My socks have Tyrannosaurus Rexes on them. So.
My socks have owls on them, and they're from Sarah.
Shout out to Sarah. Thank you for the awesome
podcast. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're all coming from there, actually. This has been, I realized, oh, yes, it's 10. We should, let's yeet.
Let's get out of
so
there.
We brought an adventure party and got
play
over
some
there.
Tunes.
And get, play some tunes.
Do some radio.
We should do some tunes. All DJ right. Funky Sauce let's needs to it. Get their request in.
Oh,
so
yes. I love this song.
Let's get in there.
Oh, also, shout out to my friend Katie who just joined us.
Yes.
Hey, I want to meet you. Okay, bye.
ask Katie what Reese's Pieces, how they pronounce it.
We'll find out after the break.
Yes!
Good segue.
Gone, with the self of the day gone.
I was gone, I'm back, where I'll be gone. Till it gets out in the morning dawn. With the pissing on my head, I'm missing all that I had to know. Now I get the kids to go and I get up on myself and drain. And when I see the kids and down, I'll look each in line to get right. I was gone with the self of the truth.
We're putting this back on. Hope you guys enjoy the last core of songs. This has been the Small Cactus Radar, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. DJ Funky Socks, this the first one was your request. Why don't you tell us?
So that was Sleeping Powder by Gorillaz. And this song is actually my favorite Gorillaz song, and it's sort of like a single, but also kind of off of the Humans album. Sort of, I think, what happened with its making, I think the story sort of goes that fans were kind of like, we want more 2D, who's like the lead singer character from the band, because Humans was majority collaborations with other artists, so there wasn't a lot of the, you know, classic 2D lovely vocals. So then they made this song, and if you're interested, watch the music video. It is a fun time.
I know Jack Black made a cameo, didn't he?
Yes. I saw that one.
It's
really good.
It's so good.
Yeah, I like that. I love that song. I think the Now is like, even though it's the newest, I think it's probably my favorite album. I just resonate a lot with a lot of the songs.
Is that the newest album?
It is, yeah.
What? Ooh. When did that come out?
I think last year, the year before, something like that. Really probably last year, I think.
It's so good.
It's very good.
Oh, that was on Zurich on it, right?
Yes, Lake Zurich.